Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Blowing Decisions. You are here with DJ Success on Faces of Fix Radio. We got Harmony Love in the house. What's up, Harmony?
Hi, DJ J.
DJ Success.
DJ Success.
There you go. We tonight, go ahead, Baby and Jay. We are tonight going to be talking about love, life, and relationships. And we're going to be talking about why the cell phones cause so many problems in relationships. You know, this is a huge, huge issue. Hold that thought. I want you guys to hold that thought, because cell phones bring so many issues into relationships. And I just know that a lot of people don't understand, you know, the politics about it, but it really sincerely does. It brings a lot of issues into, you know, relationships when you are in a relationship and the phone rings and, you know, you're having, you know, you could be like having dinner with somebody that, you know, that your significant other, you could be having dinner or trying to have a good time, or you could even be, you know, in one of your most intimate moments with that certain individual that you, you know, that you care about. And that cell phone can ring.
Yes.
And it can have that person's attention when you want that individual's attention,
right,
in a way that you be like, you know, like, man, you know. Have you ever experienced that?
Way too many times.
And how does that make you feel? Talk to me.
Wow. It disturbs the vibe, but then it even adds on top of it. Like, if your partner don't answer it for some reason, or let's say they answer it, but, like, they hold demeanor change, or like if they run in the garage or run in the car or run in the bathroom, and it's like, wow, you can't talk to that person right in front of me, like, you know. And then now your anxieties kick up, because you're like, whoa, like, what are you hiding? Are you cheating? Like, are you like who's on the other line, you know, that's so important to where you can't talk to them in front of me.
Right. And actually, that's a form of disrespect, because if the shoe was actually on the other foot, now, there's an instance, like, say, for example, the phone can ring, and it can be, like, a scenario to where you could be sitting down with your spouse, and you could have a house full of company, and everybody's laughing and talking,
right,
and some type of sort of celebration, and your doctor's office could call or something, and you have to remove yourself from the room because it is extremely loud, and it forbids you to be able to have a professional, personal conversation.
Right, right.
Or you have to take yourself out of a certain environment because the phone call calls for you to use certain credit card information, you know, in front of guests.
Yes.
Or something like that. So you have to, you know, excuse yourself for those type of situations, which is totally understandable, in front of guests. But when it's just you and your spouse,
right,
or you and your significant other, and there's no other bodies present.
Individuals.
Or individuals,
yeah,
present.
Yeah.
And your significant other feels like they have to remove themselves from you.
Right.
That's a problem. That's a real problem, because that's a huge form of disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
It puts division. It puts barriers in between your relationship. It puts trust issues in between your relationship. And even though you might not say anything, in the back of your mind, that's what it's saying. And anytime, you know, your bathroom turns into an internet cafe.
You know,
all of a sudden your bathroom is like a Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? You going in there getting Wi-Fi, you know, it's coffee breaks, 50, or, you know, stuff like that. Those are all signs of things that are happening that should not happen. And especially when you're dealing with situations like, because I've heard, you know, different girls, you know, that we have girl chats, and, you know, some guys or girls go to some females will go, I can't even go to the bathroom or take a poo without you following me to the bathroom.
Wow.
I can't even go poop without you following me to the bathroom.
That's deep.
But yet, you take your cell phone to the bathroom, talking on the phone to whoever you on the phone with. So that's what you need to be telling who you talking to on the phone. I can't even go to the bathroom without taking you to the bathroom just because that's what you doing. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing that you're doing. But when you're telling the person that you're supposed to love and you're supposed to care, I'm laughing and I'm talking smack.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is when you're telling somebody that you love and you care about that you can't even take a shit.
Right.
Without, them following you, and then you on the phone with somebody else in the bathroom every day and every night in the bathroom, what does that look like?
It looks like there's some deception.
Okay.
Because... out of all the relationships I've been in, I've never been followed to the bathroom. I've never got chastised for, who you're talking to, because I've always made it known, like, who I'm talking to. But for some strange reason, there was always that moment when that phone rings, and don't answer it if I'm present. He doesn't answer it when I'm present, or if he answers it, he has to run to the bathroom and talking really low or secret texting, and I'm like, wow, you know, here it is. I'm open with my phone situation, but you can't be open with your phone situation. So yeah, like I would suspect like there's something going on.
Well, that's because it was something going on. It wasn't just you suspecting. Anytime there's that type of behavior, there is something going on.
Right.
Because I know there's plenty of relationships. I can call 10 females right now that answers their husband's phones every day, that checks their husband's text messages. They check each other's. They don't have no problem because you know why? Neither one of them got anything to hide. And it's nothing to do with disrespecting each other's privacy. It's just a telephone, man. I get called on the phone. So what difference does it make which one of us use this telephone? It's nothing that we're doing neither one of us is doing anything wrong on the phone for us to worry about.
Right.
So it doesn't matter which phone either of us pick up. We just have them in case we're, in one place or another, not together, and need to use them at different times. But if you're together, there's no reason why, you know what I'm saying, that there should be anything that's going on in your relationship that should be a secret.
Right.
Because
I agree.
It could be something that might save your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And any time that you're plotting against the person that you sleep in with every night, that's a scary situation because you're playing Russian roulette in your own relationship.
Right.
That can cause, you know, something to eventually just explode, and it's going to explode one day because you're playing a game. You know what I mean? And so I think that personally, if you have to have secrets, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Oh, I feel the same way.
Because first of all, a relationship is supposed to be built on trust.
And it may be a small word, but it means something huge.
Right. A relationship is supposed to be built on trust. That's the number one thing that a relationship is supposed to be built on is trust. Number one, trust. So everything that comes out of your mouth is supposed to be built on trust. So I'm supposed to be able to trust everything
right.
that you say and do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And especially when I turn my back on you. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the real test right there, because, you know, a person can say and, you know, put on this facade while your eyes is on them, but then it's like, what are they doing when you're not there?
So let's talk about social media.
Yes.
All of these different social media platforms that everybody's on, the problems that it's causing in relationships on social media, they got plenty of fish. Oh, boy. Woo-hoo. And boy, oh, boy, let me tell you about plenty of fish. There's a whole lot of people on them. All you got to do is scroll. You'll find everybody you know on plenty of fish.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, I didn't know you was on plenty of fish. You're on plenty of fish too? Oh, well, just look through them. You'll find everybody you know on
Ooh.
Plenty of fish. I'm telling you, just keep fishing.
Wow.
Just keep fishing and look, and you'll see everybody you know on plenty of fish. It's a funny network. It really is, but it's nasty. It's one of the most
oh.
nastiest networks that I ever seen in my life.
Is it like on the same level?
No,
standard?
I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I met someone, and at the beginning of our relationship, I asked them, I was like, well, you know, how was you rolling? You know, I was on this dating site, and, you know, I was on this site called Plenty of Fish. So I decided to check out Plenty of Fish to see what it was all about. And I looked on there. Oh, my God. It was just like something crazy. And so they give you this opportunity to sign up on it, and you can sign up for free, or then it's a catch-22 where you could actually put your credit card information.
Uh-huh.
And when you put your credit card information, that's how they catch you. Well, oh, if you want to talk to so-and-so, give them your credit card, and then you could talk to all these different people. And then once, so-and-so likes you, and you could talk to this person and this person. Well, the first day that I put my email address, the first day that I put my email on this show,
yeah.
Right? The first day that I put my email on this show, I think I might have gave this not a, okay. Yeah, the first day that I put my email on this this particular site, within the first 24 hours, I must have had like 30 people contact. Uh-oh, I think I'm going to have to restart this episode. Sorry, I didn't give us enough time, you guys. I'm going to have to come back to you guys. So, hold on. So,